Audio date is 07.03.2018. The time is 4:19 p.m. Eastern Time here in upstate New York. That'd be the southern tier of upstate New York where I live and reside on this very hot 90 plus, about 90 to 95 degrees Fahrenheit here in upstate New York, the southern tier of upstate New York where I live and reside. And I'm out here, as you can see from the cover art, to this boo that I'm I've posted up on that program formerly known as Audio Boo, which I can still use, is a picture of the cornfield. I'm out here right now, currently under a couple of walnut trees that border the backyard to the beginning of the cornfield. And the corn is about 12 inches high. And there's something about the cornfield that's a little bit unique because I did a YouTube here last month. Sounds like somebody's mowing their lawn also. I got the lawn mowing done early this morning about 9:30, 10 o'clock before all the heat set in. And I did a YouTube video of a drone flight over the cornfield. A four-point waywood flight, a box formation in the cornfield with my Hupson 501A 4X Air Pro that I'm almost thinking that was my last flight, but over the cornfield, and I made a comment that the cornfield hadn't been plowed. Well, it seems they didn't plow it this year. There's a process where the corn was planted probably about 4 weeks ago, unbeknownst to me, that there's a process that they can plant corn without tilling the soil. And after a field's been plowed over for several years, I guess. But in this case, the seed of the corn was planted, injected in a process of some machine there that we sort of did not see out in the cornfield, probably because myself or the missus were at work, and they did it, and we didn't really notice what had happened until three weeks later. And this is right after I did the drone flight out here in the cornfield, making the comment it's sort of late, they haven't plowed it. But I was flying over the cornfield, it had already been planted. So that YouTube is me flying a drone over the cornfield is over there on my YouTube account. It's at Fireman Rich on YouTube. Google it, I guess you can get a link there or something like that. But this is a corn report, my first corn report of the year. Official audio that pertains nothing. Because I did, like I said, mention flying over the cornfield in the YouTube video of the drone, the characteristics of the field not being plowed. And but corn is growing. It's about a foot high. Tomorrow is the 4th of July. I think it's going to be a couple inches short of knee high because there's a saying when you plant the corn, you want to make sure it's knee high by the 4th of July here in the United States. And this corn is probably, unless it can grow 3 or 4 inches overnight, which is possible because we did get some thunderstorms, a little bit of rain the last day and a half or two, after this, the Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, and even Monday, going into Monday yesterday, the heat dome 95 to 100 degree weather that we had. Literally, the thermometer on the back of the garage Saturday, Sunday, and Monday was 100 degrees. And right now, I'm feeling the heat, but there's just a whisper of a breeze, probably about 1 or 2 miles an hour. I can see the corn leaves fluttering in the field there. So the corn, it looks a little spaced out, I think, I will be getting some drone flights over there to fly over it seeing that the drone that I am flying can go out the whole back cornfield, which is something I have not been able to do. The drone I started with last summer, still in the hangar, and still waiting to have its engines replaced, the 507A, the smaller drone, could only go out about 100-150 meters. And I do have a Sky Viper drone. It's a littler drone, probably half the size of the current drone I have right now, that itself can only go out about 80 meters or so. And my other neighbor, I got neighbors on either side, they're deciding to mow their lawn. I'm just glad I mowed it this morning. But the corn is looking good. I'll probably be out here tomorrow after work because I have to go into work. Plus I get holiday pay, I guess, time and a half. So I got to go in and watch the farm. As I'm walking over here, I want to go over to the grove here. I had mentioned back behind the garage, and there's still some shade back here. We had it was a locust tree that I had the tree cutters come in. It's probably about a 100-year-plus-old tree that the space back here is just wide open now. And that crabapple tree, with those two trees gone, I've got almost double area back here. And it's still got chippings from the tree removal back here. But there is still some shade from the surrounding walnut trees. So it is still a little bit of a grove area. And then beyond the grove is the where I'm standing at. Is the back 2 acres that I own of the cornfield out back that my neighbor uses. There's a farm on the other side of the village I live in that they usually do the planting. It's feed corn that they plant every year to feed the dairy cows. I think that farm has 200 plus dairy cows and stuff, and they've got a farm store where you can buy fresh eggs, fresh milk, and all that. So the grove is needs a little bit more cleanup. The grass is starting to grow in where they, it sort of was all dirt where they were removing all the tree stumps and all that. So, but it's going to look nice back here. It's going to look very, very, I don't know, very interesting. I have to do some audio back here when it gets a little cooler, because I'm starting to sweat right now. You know, even in the shade, it's starting to, as I'm moving, walking back around to the front of the garage, take a look at the thermometer. There I am, I'm in the sun now. And yeah, you can feel the heat. It's clear blue skies with some whispering clouds. Oh yeah, it's like, it's easily 95 degrees out. So, you hear the traffic on the road out yonder, so we'll go ahead and head into the house here to finish up this boo on audio boo, which, surprising enough, you load up the audio via the app on my iPad mini here, and I can still use that old time favorite back in the day. Oh wow, what a temperature change. I'm in the kitchen now where it's just nice and cool. Oh my god, it's nice. So we're back in the house here after doing a little bit of a corn report here on this 3rd of July. You all have a great one, wherever you may be on this blue marble. Live life, have fun. Ciao for now, and peace.